All right, joining us is Scott Cooley. Scott sends me emails all the time, and I'm very happy to have him on. He's the director of Cool Media, C-O-O-L Media. It's a PR firm that represents sports books such as sportsbetting.ag and betonline.ag. And you can follow him on Twitter at @ScottCooley, C-O-O-L-E-Y. We're happy to mention that. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well, Marty. How about yourself?
Well, pretty good. You know, it's that time of year in baseball that, you know, everything gets interesting. The games get meaningful. And I enjoy when you send me those emails about the odds of winning a division or getting to the World Series. And I thought maybe you could talk a little bit of how these things come about. And let's focus a little bit on the National League West. How much money do you have to put up to win a dollar on the Dodgers these days?
To win a dollar, I think you're going to have to put up $1,000 just to win a dollar, Marty. They are such massive favorites that we've actually the sports books have taken them off the board. Most of them aren't even going to offer those odds anymore because nobody wants to lay that kind of juice.
Well, Scott, I'm in the boat right now where I do a lot of I try to take lines before the season. I'll take bets on futures, right? So I've got a couple out there right now. Sitting on one at the Tampa Bay Rays. I got it in April at 12-1 to win the American League pennant. So my theory on this was if they get into the wild card game, then you can just hedge against them all the way down to the World Series. If you put up so little money for it, the 12-1 payout is so good that you may be able to make some money either way once you get to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Certainly, you know, hedging is a strategy that a lot of professional bettors use. You know, the average Joe public usually likes to just let his money ride, his or her money ride. And, you know, but hedging is a smart tactic in that you're guaranteeing yourself a profit at that time. And it sounds like you've gotten a good position if the Rays do, in fact, get in the wild card where you can just continue to make a little bit of profit or, you know, just see where it goes. You know, I think one rule of that I've always heard is if you're not going to make a life-changing amount of money on your futures bet, then, you know, it's always a good hedge.
Yeah, it's worth the hedge. Talking to Scott Cooley, I want to ask you something about the advancement of betting right now and where we're going. Since you work for this PR firm that's doing PR now for some of these sports books, I was out in Australia in March. And in Australia, sports gambling and gambling in general is legal. So you walk into a sports bar or pretty much anywhere, they've got these ATM-looking-like machines that are called TABs, they call them. You walk up, it's basically a kiosk where you can place your bet. They hand you a ticket, and then you can walk into any liquor store, into any sports bar that has a TAB in the country, and you can scan your ticket, and they'll pay you out cash on it. I feel like that's the way we're going with sports in the U.S. now that it's been legalized to an extent. So are we going to get to a point, you think, where we've got these types of kiosks in baseball and football and basketball stadiums and arenas where I can watch some of the game, I can go out, I can place a bet for the second half, and I can go back and watch the rest of the game from my seat with ticket in hand?
Absolutely, we are. That is exactly where it's trending. And actually, we're already hearing rumors that at the Meadowlands, at Giants and Jet Stadium, they're talking about putting kiosks in. You know, I know that Ted Leonsis with the Wizards and even the Redskins and Dan Snyder, those guys, they're already making a big push. They did some broadcast this last year with the Wizards, and they did with the preseason game just the other night with the Redskins, where they're actually offering in-game betting. And it's not where you actually put in the money at this point. It's more of a free-for-all type of thing where they're just having people get interested, and then they're showing alternative broadcasts on sister networks and stuff that have in-game betting lines and propositions that come up, and you text in your guess of what the score might be, and then you win, you know, a small prize. But, you know, I'm going to even go one step further that at some day, you know, not just at the stadiums and at the venues, at the bars, the public house, whatever it may be where we can wager, but you're actually going to be one day, this probably is going to be, you know, 10 years from now or so, but turn on the TV, get ready to watch, you know, the Giants and A's or whatever, and you hit your on-demand button, and it says, would you like to wager on this game? What do you want to bet on? The props, the money line, the run line, whatever it may be, and then you actually go in and you make your bet literally on your TV or on your phone before the game starts through your cable or internet provider.
Boy, it's going to be weird. Scott Cooley is with us. Follow him on Twitter at @ByScottCooley, BYSCOTTCOOLEY. Very interesting. Because baseball has so many pitches during the game, so many situations that come up during the game. It's such an interactive game. It's always been that way, even before the internet. You sat in the stands and you managed along with the manager, right, figuring out what to do. Betting seems like the prop bets are endless in baseball.
They really are. Proposition betting really came about in the mid '90s. Just give you a little history. Whenever we were having some really lopsided Super Bowls, you had the Chargers and the Niners Super Bowl that was a massive. They were 3 touchdown favorites, massive blowout. And so the odds makers out in Vegas said, "Hey, how can we keep people interested in this game? How can we keep butts in the seats in the actual sports books and casinos?" And so they started coming up with interesting prop bets like World Refrigerator Perry score a touchdown. That was one of the first ones. Certainly he did in that Super Bowl. But, it's come to a whole new level of creativity and progress from the sports books where they want to see how crazy can we get these, how silly, can we make them? Because, guys like you, the talking heads, the media love to report on interesting things that, you can wager on, and even more so when people, make crazy bets and win them. And so, with baseball particularly, it's a slower moving sport in a sense than, some of the other ones compared to basketball, for a sense. You can actually have the real-time data and start plugging in, will the next pitch be a ball or a strike? Will the guy on first steal a base in the next, at-bat? Stuff like that. The possibilities are endless.
Well, in baseball, relative to other sports, it seems like it's more of an individual game, and that sure it's a cause and effect and guys build on each other, but you can have seasons where guys like Andre Dawson win an MVP on a last place team or on a terrible team, whereas in basketball, if a guy's going for 50 points a night, you'd assume that team is probably a playoff team. I wonder, because baseball in the past has had its problems with gambling, going back to Pete Rose and back to the Black Sox scandal and the first part of the century of the 1900s, I wonder how baseball feels about the prospect of individual players' success or lack thereof on the field being affected by prop betting.
Yeah, certainly the integrity of the game is always, a hot topic when we talk about sports wagering, legalization of it. The leagues, the arching entities that are monitoring this stuff certainly have to do their job and be proactive and educate the players. But, I would say on the flip side of that, behind the window, the sports books actually really have to do their jobs as well, because the way we limit in our business, the way we limit exposure and liability on propositions bets such as this is because, to be candid, professional bettors, the sharp guys, they actually win on prop bets. For the books, they don't like to always do prop bets because they're usually going to get beat on them by the sharp players. And so in order to not have too much exposure or liability and lose too much on that, they can limit the amount of what you can, wager or win on a prop bet. A lot of times it's, for exotic ones, it's $50 or $100. But, for the more regular prop bets, you're looking at $500 or $1,000. So hopefully the sports books are going to do their job in limiting that, what you may feel wins, whereas, a baseball player isn't going to, throw an at bat or throw a game for, a couple thousand dollars when he's, making millions of dollars a year.
Great point. Great point. Very good. I like that. Very good. What about the MVP in the National League, Yelich or Bellinger? Who where are the odds on that one?
Yeah, it's certainly close of a race and much of a toss up we've seen in quite some time with the MVP race. Bellinger is having an exceptional year, and Yelich won last year. We have sportsbetting.ag has Bellinger as just a slight favorite right now. He's got 2 or 3 odds, meaning you'd have to risk 150 to win 100, whereas Yelich is at 11-10. So you're just basically getting your money back. You risk 100 and you win 110 if he wins. So and they have narrowed it down to just those two guys. There's not anybody else in the race, according in the eyes of the odds makers. And it's really a toss up at this point.
What about NL Cy Young? Because Ryu is coming back tonight, and Scherzer's been out. Has that affected the odds on that?
It has. Scherzer a couple of weeks ago was the odds-on favorite. He was about a 1-2 favorite, and since he's been out, obviously Ryu has had his injury as well. But Ryu is now the favorite. He's a little less than 1-1. He's right at 2-3 there, so -150 again. And Scherzer's next in line, and then you know the next guy is at 6-1. And Strasburg is 6-1. So again, it's a two-man race there. And I read something, you know, and the guys are always following the news and keeping up on this, that, you know, Scherzer maybe a little bit longer. So we'll see. You know, it seems like both of those injuries were seemingly a little bit of a load management thing around this time of the year, try to get them some rest. But, you know, I don't know if Scherzer is, you know, maybe it's a little more than they've led on to believe.
You know, Scott, Marty's sort of an odds maker himself, and I'm not even sure he realizes it as far as prop bets go. Marty, even today, so he puts out his tweet poll usually on Saturday and Sunday for entrance into the Original Joe's Dinner. Marty's today was, I think he asked for the score of the game.
And the total of hits and runs for the Giants today.
Now, that's a prop bet, Marty.
That is a prop bet.
You can go out and bet on, I was just looking at it actually, for Giants and Phillies today on runs plus hits plus errors for the game.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Scott, I'll put you on the spot. Give me the winner of Giants-Phillies and how many runs and hits today.
Giants-Phillies winner. Wow. I'm going to go with the Giants 5-4, and we're going to say hits plus runs plus errors because that's we have to throw in the errors as well. I'm going to say with a 5-4 score, it's going to be 29.5.
Wow.
Well, how about this?
29.
He picked Giants 5-4 over-under line on the game today?
9.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a smart man. Very good. It's a pleasure having you on, Scott. A pleasure having you on. Now, Dodgers, of course, to win the division, they're prohibitive favorites. What about to win the pennant in the National League?
Sure. So right now the Dodgers are at about a little less than 2-1. They're plus 350 on the World Series odds, and so you slash that in half. They're looking at 175. So they're the, you know, the favorite to win the series. You know, and I was just looking at the Giants have made a big leap in the World Series odds as well. Now they're at 66-1. You know, Marty, I know you're high on the Reds. You're seeing the Reds surging right now. They've seen their odds climb as well to 50-1, but still some good value there. You know, a lot of people were seeing a lot of action lately. We're seeing obviously on the Mets, 115-16. Their World Series odds have dropped to or jumped to 25-1.
Really? Wow.
And just a couple of weeks ago, you could have had the Mets 30-1 to win the NL to win the East, and so they're all the way down to 6-1, I believe, for that division having on their little run. So a lot of people are trying to get behind them, and you know, we have a lot of New York East Coast bettors, so Yankees Mets are big liabilities for the book.
Wow, great. Boy, Scott, a pleasure having you on. We look forward to having you on again as this thing gets into September. But I know you're all over the NFL and the NBA, and I'm sure Larry Kruger or Adam, who you've been talking with today, will be calling you about the Niners at some point.
Hey, that sounds good. You know, we try to be jacks of all trades, but, you know, I love baseball. It's a fantastic sport, and I do try to follow along as much as I can. And, you know, after living in the Bay Area for about 6 years, I can safely say, you know, I'm a Giants fan, and so I root for them from afar. But thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks,
that
Scott.
Is Scott Cooley. Very good. And follow him on Twitter at @ByScottCooley, S-C-O-T-T. COOLEY.
So if you were listening to his pick for runs, hits, errors today.
29.5. Wow.
That's what did he set it at?
29.5 for runs.
Plus
five.
Hits. Yeah. 5-4 is what he was saying. He was going for the total. I think he was doing Giants and
Phillies.
Because that's usually how the line comes. He wasn't doing your poll. He was, I think, in general
Because I was very concerned that the Giants are going to score 5 runs and get 22 hits.
Yeah, or make 22 errors.
All right, I got it. All right, very. All right. I got it. I understand. All right, more coming up right here. KNBR 680, the sports leader.